I think you already got the best word already just there. You can thank her, actually. Oh, yes. Well, welcome. She's so good, eh? She's naturally a little bit introverted, so for her to do that is actually, like, pretty kick butt. I love you. So welcome to the C3 Saskatoon campus. Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time here, brace yourself. No, I'm joking. We're not going to offend you. Don't worry. If anything, the Holy Spirit is the convictor of sin, so get mad at him, okay? So we've been walking through the Lord's Prayer this last couple weeks, and if you were here for a couple weeks ago, we talked about Our Father who art in heaven. That was really good. At least it blessed my heart. And this week we are talking about the next little chunk, Hallowed be thy name. So are you ready for the holiness test, everybody? Here's the holiness test. Can you live without caffeine? If you can be cheerful, ignoring aches and pains. You don't have to answer it loud. You can resist complaining. This is the holiness test. You can understand when your loved ones are too busy to give you time. You can take criticism and blame without resentment. If you can ignore a friend's limited education and never correct him or her. If you can resist treating a rich friend better than a poor friend. If you can conquer tension without medical help. If you can relax without alcohol. If you can honestly say deep in your heart you have no prejudice against color, religion, or politics. If you can say yes to it, guess what? Then you have just arrived at the same level of spiritual holiness as your dog. Right there. That's just bare minimum your dog, his holiness. How many can we shoot a little higher? Oh, that was convicting for me. Sometimes when we pray a lot like this is a common prayer. Dear Lord, so far today I'm doing all right. I haven't gossiped, haven't lost my temper, haven't been greedy, haven't been grumpy, nasty, selfish. I haven't whined, I haven't complained, I haven't cursed, I haven't eaten any chocolate. And I haven't charged anything on my credit card. But I will be getting out of bed in a minute, and I think I'll really need your help then. That's the common prayer. And for a lot of growing up, I believe these disciples, they were the ones who asked Jesus, how do we pray? And that's when Jesus started teaching. Well, when you pray, come to him together and say, Our Father, who art in heaven. And then he goes through the prayer, the teaching on prayer. But I believe that these men would have been watching Jesus. And how is it that this man's prayer life, this man, the way he walks is in such confidence, such peace. This is Jesus. There's a storm going out. Everyone else is complaining and crying, and he's in a boat, and he just stands up, talks to the waves, says, be still. They're still. They're looking at stuff like this, and they're thinking, I need a better prayer life. How many could use a better prayer life? I could use it as well. Then the Pharisees come to Jesus after he casts out a demon. The demon just leaves. And the Pharisees come up to Jesus and say, you cast out that demon by Beelzebub. By the devil. You work for the devil is what they're saying. And he doesn't turn around and just, no, I don't. There's none of that. He just like, can a house divided against itself stand? Like, there's just such a peace about Jesus. Such a authority. Such a just a peace. We'll go peace. And they want to understand that the disciples see that he walks in prayer. He has a lifestyle of communion with God. And he carries authority that they've never seen before. They see him draw away often and they're wondering, how can I pray like that? Prayer is important. How many understand prayer is important? We've been talking amongst the team about the foundation of prayer. And prayer is important. There is power in connection with God. The disciples knew that was where the strength came from. They heard many times the prophet Isaiah say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They've heard King David in the Psalms being read, Psalm 138, verse 8. In the day when I cried out, you answered me, and you made me bold in my soul. They understand connection with prayer equals strength. Connection and prayer equals peace, equals connection. They want to go to that level. They see Jesus and I want to be like you. And Jesus is saying, this is how I do it, boys. This is how I suggest you would do it. Do we understand prayer here? Do you understand that God wants to strengthen your inner man? He wants to make you bold, like David said. He made me bold in my soul. God wants to do that for you this morning. How many need just like a shake? If you need some help, you want to be bold in your soul, just raise your hand this morning. The sermon is for a good 3/4 of you. That's awesome. Pray until... How many of us pray until we connect? That's a good question. I like Phil Pringle. He said that. He said, so many of us pray until we say what we want to say and we leave. That's a one-way communication quite often, right? Maybe prayer is something you do until you connect. Prayer is like the engine of a car, okay? Picture this. You are a Honda Civic. You're asking God, you're begging on your knees, Lord, give me your destiny. You're at the front of like a conference. I'm asking for my destiny. What if your destiny is a Mack truck? And you never pray, and you're a Honda Civic. How many know if God just, boom, downloads your destiny on you right there, what's going to happen? That engine is going to explode. God needs to come to you, create a connection with him, create boldness in your soul, but he wants to expand that engine. He wants to make your life of prayer the strength enough to carry your destiny. We heard Dennis Weidrich. He was talking about prayer is a lot like a tree. How many know it's the roots of the tree, I should say. You can be going in your life. You can be busy with even good things. And that tree can look like it's flourishing. You can have branches going out. Things could be going, looking pretty. But guess what? Without that foundation, without those roots, one big gust of wind, one big disappointment, one big heartache, guess what's happening? You can just topple over just like that. Foundation of prayer with the Father is of utmost importance. If you'd like to go back 2 weeks ago when we talked about the Father heart, you connect with the Father. So first off, Jesus says, our Father who art in heaven. It's a closeness with the God who created the universe. It's such a beautiful thing. He said, come to him as our Father. And then the next step, he says, start with worship. Hallowed be thy name. So hallowed, let's look at hallowed. Nothing is more important than your connection with God. You can experience the worst, but be having the best of the best inside. I just want to say really quick before we move on to what hallowed means. If you've never received Jesus this morning, if you're hearing the worship, you're hearing about this great God, and you've been stirred. Maybe you're at the point right now, this is your first time at church, you've been stirred. I want you to know it's as simple as saying, Jesus, come be with me. That's an awesome start to a relationship with Jesus. Jesus, come be with me. And his Holy Spirit is able to come into your life. Man, I have seen lives changed. Who's seen lives changed because of Jesus? I'm not making this up. I've had people I've known addicted to drugs, addicted to smoking for 20 years. Gave their heart to the Lord, said, Jesus, come be with me. Cold turkey and had no cravings for cigarettes again. Sounds crazy, but it's true. People have been set free, delivered, and Jesus wants to set you free. And if you've received Jesus, you still have addictions, it's okay. He still wants to break those addictions this morning. Let's go on to hallowed. So this is one thing. Hallow, to make holy, to render, to regard, to say, I acknowledge your name above all other names. So when he says, hallowed be your name, I'm like, holy, I acknowledge your name above all other names. If you recognize the Father as the name above all other names, then all the other teaching will make sense. The next couple phrases are, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can't really enter the kingdom unless you know there's a king. unless you know the Father, and He is your Father of heaven, He is the King, and hallowed be His name. That's where you have to start before you can walk in the kingdom. You have to know there's a King on the throne. Simple. Everybody just take a quick shake. Everyone just looks a little bit like, I know I'm just must be blowing your mind. Everyone just looks a little, whoa, man. It was 420 yesterday, but naughty, naughty. Give Him the highest honor. We can tell where we give the highest honor in our life by our life. Now, I don't mind hunting, but I see some guys head to toe hunting. It's like camel hat, camel shirt, camel pants. You go outside, their truck has a wrap on it, camel wrap. Hunting, hunting, honey, camel, camel, camel. You can tell where your treasure is by your life. How many want to know where their treasure is? We all do. Okay, go to your neighbor after the service. You guys look at your bank accounts, swap each other, and you'll be able to tell each other where your treasure is. That simple. Where do you spend the most time? Where do you spend the most money? That is where your treasure is. People find it normal to be completely consumed with hunting. Yet, they almost want to look at you crazy if you're completely consumed with God. We live in a culture like that. If you can go crazy for a football team and you can't go crazy for God, you're weird. Can you receive that this morning? If I can go crazy for a football team, but can't go crazy for God, I'm weird. I'm willing to receive that this morning. People need to be crazy for God. We need people that say, He is the name above all names in my business. You know, we need teachers that walk in that. He is the name above all names. Hallowed be His name in my life. We need people crazy for the Lord. I want to be crazy for the Lord. We believe this. We believe that we love each other when we shake hands on a Sunday morning. Oh, bless you, brother. We can call that love, but how many know love looks a lot more like, hey, I need help moving. Oh, love, because love costs you something. How many know that? To love somebody, you have to be willing to open up your heart and possibly be hurt, because you need to be vulnerable with love. And how many know that love is inconvenient? It can be inconvenient, but that's the step. And that's the life we signed up for when you became a Christian. You didn't sign up for the easy road. You signed up for the road less traveled, where you might have to, it's not pavement all the time. You might have to dig some roads yourself. And you might have to know, nobody else is helping you out right now, but God is with me, and you're taking those steps. Sometimes, you know, I have that same feeling. God, I don't know who I can call right now, but you know what? I'm going forward with You right now, and I just have to start trusting in the Lord. God, I know You're with me. God, I know I have a hot wife, and I just keep stepping forward, you know? Amen. To hallow His name, to acknowledge His name above all of the names. Do we lift up other names above His name? Questions to ask ourselves. I was born into sin. I was really going to hell. Hell is really real. But guess what He did? He took His own life to make up for my mess. He took His own life and gave His own life. How could I not say, You are the name above all names? How could I not give my life? Hell is really real, and I'm really not going there right now. That is such good news, and how could I not? Let's move on. So don't feel guilty at this moment. How many know that you've been freed from any guilt and condemnation and shame? A pastor I heard said, you've been justified, and the pastor said, this is what it means. It means, just as if I'd never sinned. So God looks at you just as if you'd never sinned. He sees you through the blood of Jesus. So no condemnation right now. But there is kind of a step, sanctification, holiness. These are things within the Christian life. where you move beyond the foundation of grace. No, you never move beyond grace, but you move beyond the simple milk and you move on to some meat, you know? You learn to be like Jesus. You learn to carry a burden. Convicting, eh? You talked that. You said I was going to be convicting. Don't get offended. She said I was going there. This morning is not just about content. So we're talking about holiness. Do you know, to the Hebrews that were writing the Bible, they had difficulty even saying his name. Even writing his name was difficult. They would take out certain portions, and then they would write the name with a quill. As soon as they were done writing that quill was done because it had written that name. It's like, they grab a new quill, start writing again the words of the Lord. There's such a holiness to his name. So we have that verse there, Drew, from David. This is 1 Samuel. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." So before he comes to kill Goliath, he says, "You've defied, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." It's kind of crazy that he just doesn't even say it. The name of the Lord, there's such a holiness to it. Number one, this is not just about content, but this is about the God that met with us. Amen? This is about the God that met me when I had like no reverence in my heart for him or for the things of God. I was so bored in church. I was so bored with what I thought God was. I had no reverence, and he came for me, and he just like shook my world up, and I realized how much love he had for me, that he would give his life for me. And ever since that day, how can I not cry, "Hallowed be thy name. You are so holy. You are the name above all names." So this morning, God, this is all about a reverence in my heart for how good you are, that you would give your life. I almost just wanted to go back into worship right there, but let's keep going. That we could even speak a word about Jesus that's fascinating, eh? This is the King upon the throne, like Isaiah would have a vision of the name above all names. Oh, man, that's what it says. The Father gave Jesus the highest place, the highest honor. And Isaiah, before Jesus comes, he sees the resurrected Jesus. And he sees the one who holds seven stars. He sees the one who would come back and make everything right. And he sits upon the throne. He has all power. This is the God we serve. This is Jesus. That we can even talk about him is so, so good. So amazing. We can even utter his name. He's looking for one thing this morning. He's looking for worship. He wants to provoke your heart to worship. Number one, because he deserves it, because of his great love, because of Calvary, because he gave his life for us. But number two, because he desires it. He desires for us to come to him. When he says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," he's telling the disciples, this God desires your worship. How many know when the angels fell, God didn't send his son at that moment? But you know what? When humanity fell, what did God say? He said, "Oh, I'm having none of that. My son is going to come for these ones." We carry his image. We are his image bearer. There's no one else that can love him. Just like you can only love him in a certain way that I can't love him with. And he longs for your worship. He longs for intimacy. He longs for relationship with you. Because you can only love him in a certain way. He desires it. You have the fingerprint of him. So the model prayer starts with praising, worshiping, magnifying. The Lord is teaching us, before you start asking me for anything, before you start saying, "This is all my needs," before you say, "How about you come into my gates with thanksgiving in your heart?" You know? I could just preach this all morning. Come into his gates with thanksgiving. We know that song. But seriously, come into his plates. And he says, just for a moment, love me, worship me, adore me, thank me. Praise me, because he knows he can get you out of that circumstance if you just start with worship. You can rise above. I heard about the eagle. You know, it says we'll rise above like eagles' wings. You heard about the eagle? When a storm comes, what happens? The winds get crazy, and it can use its wings to soar above a storm. So that just trips you out. So when it's like, he says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they'll mount up with wings like eagles. Man, the storms in your life are happening, but guess what? You wait upon the Lord. You have connection with the Lord. Guess what? Rise above those storms. This is good news. So come into his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Gates, start with simple. You can even start with just material things. You can start with anything. Just start thanking God. You come into his gates, and then soon enough, you know, you're starting to think, and it says about his name. Bless his name. You still just start worshiping. You go into another level, blessing his name, and soon enough, you're just in the Holy of Holies. You're right before the throne. You come and just say, God, I'm thankful for this in my life. I'm thankful for, I always just want to thank you for my hot wife. That's just the first thing. But I'm thankful for where my life is right now. And God, you are the name above all names. I'm so happy, Jesus, that you had come for me. And you said I can come approach your throne. And right now, and then, oh, just soon enough, all these things you were stressed about, all these things you're worrying about, God starts giving you strategy for those. Starts giving you vision for those. That's how it works. Trust me. So, just a quick question. Who has trouble with prayer? Probably all of us have a little trouble. I was talking with a couple friends this week. The number one thing to start prayer is just to start doing it. I find that there's times that it's hard for me to pray as well. You know what? A couple days ago, I was having a hard time just... I was doing this. Ange asked me to pray for something. I said, Lord, bless Ange in this. And then I just kind of like went off. That is a type of prayer. But how many know, like, I just felt this, like, no, I need to connect with the Lord. And I'm just telling you, within 5 minutes, I can just feel his presence completely around me. So what I would suggest to you, you got to break a certain amount of time. You come in and you just start waiting before the Lord. Just start thanking him. Jesus, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful, Holy Spirit, that you're here with me. And you start to give the desires of your heart. You start to pray. Just stay in that place, okay? Can I recommend that to you? Recommend. Just sit in a chair that's comfortable. Don't fall asleep. You fall asleep, you pray on your back, you're just going to end up asleep. But just sit in a comfortable chair. And I bet by that 5 minute mark, you'll start to feel a shift because the Holy Spirit wants to reveal Jesus. So you start to invite the Holy Spirit to help you pray. He says he will help us because we know not ought to pray, how we ought to pray. That's what the Holy Spirit. So he helps us pray. So just stay in that place and you start to have a connection with the Lord. And guess what? You will start to see strategies for these things that are in your life. I'm not saying that the problems, you pray, immediately gone. But I'm saying he's there with you. And he can help you give strategies to those problems. And most of you just want help with your midterms. But beyond that, real life's going to happen. Oh, this is real life. I'm offended. You said not to get offended right there. A little girl. I love how this is just for fun. We all know God's name is Howard, right? Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be your name. I just love that. Okay, we've looked at hallow as to acknowledge above every name, but it also means to reverence, to care, great awe, praise, and worship. Knowing the names he's given us. Okay. So there's many ways that God revealed himself in the Old Testament. Okay, I don't want to speak on Howard anymore. I just feel like there's a giggle inside of everyone. We need to get that out. But there's ways that God revealed himself in the Old Testament. He would reveal himself to people. He doesn't want to just talk from a mountain. I'm this. No, it's out of connection with people. He starts to reveal his name. And out of connection with you, he wants to reveal who he is. So I saw there's more than 300 titles for God throughout the Old Testament. But here, I just want to give you some of them. Elohim, the mighty creator. This is our God, the name. Adonai, master. El Shaddai, almighty. El Elyon, most high. El Roy, the strong one that sees. El Olam, everlasting God. Jehovah, the self-existing one. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Jehovah Makadesh, you want to only steal a little here? Makadesh, the God who sanctifies. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here. Jehovah Sikkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Wow. And this is a way that he says, I will reveal myself. So when he says, anytime God says, this is who I am, it's now and it's forever. You can constant. It's something you can completely rely upon. Anytime God says, my will is this, it can be his will for all time. You can count on it. So when he says, I am your healer, how many know you can take that to the bank? You can speak that to your circumstances and say, no, God, you revealed yourself. You said, your name is God, our healer. You can take that to the bank. And just in case you didn't know all those names, here's another one. Jesus. This is the main one. This is the one. This is God completely revealed. And he is the name above all name. And he is the good shepherd, the gentle shepherd, the great shepherd, the savior from sin, the bright and morning star, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting father, prince of peace, the one who said all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. This is the one who went to the depths and took back the keys of hell and death. To life and death. This is the one who holds the keys. Can you imagine that? This is Jesus in heaven, dwelling within us by the Holy Spirit, the one with the power over life and death. He has all authority. This is the name above all names. I was talking with a few friends this week. How many know if a cop is on a highway, he pulls his car over, puts on the light, stands out there with his suit on, goes like this, guess what? Every car on that highway is going to stop. You can bet on it. How many know he cannot do that in his own strength, in a normal car going like this? You physically try and stop a car going at 100 miles per hour, you are going to get schmucked. But how many know when he's wearing that badge and he has those lights of the car, how many know every car has to stop? Because in Saskatchewan, we recognize the authority that the Saskatchewan government has given to the police, right? In the same way, when you stand in his name, when you say, in the name of Jesus, oh man, you might not be in a peaceful place, but he revealed himself as Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. So you can go, and Jesus even said, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, my shalom I leave with you. You go to that circumstance and take it to the bank. Picture yourself like a police guy. Picture yourself, you stand in Christ. You're redeemed this morning, amen? You have the Holy Spirit living in you? You are full of the Holy Spirit. I know that there's a spiritual realm, and I know they can see that. So whether you can see it or not, you need to start believing it. Even if you just need to keep that picture of the cop in your head, you need to keep that picture of what you are clothed in because of Jesus. How many know the devil sees Jesus in you? You need to learn to stand on it. He is the name above all names. At his name, every knee must bow. Name above all names. So that's what you can do with, if you don't remember all those Old Testament names, start to learn them. But right now, guess what? You have the name of Jesus. Name above all other names. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, you are here with us. You're going through a rough time. You feel alone. Jesus, God revealed himself in the Old Testament as the Lord who is with us. You can take that. That is now and that is forever. That didn't just stop. That is forever. And he knew that the comforter, sometimes I just picture a blanket and I laugh, but the comforter would come, the Holy Spirit would come and be with us. Okay, So you can call on his name. You have doubts, call on his name. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. I could sing that song as well, but I'm not. Let me tell you, there's hope in his name. Matthew 12 says, in his name will be the hope of all the world. His name is the hope of all the world. Acts 10:14. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. This is the keeper, the number one. He is the hope of all salvation, his name. All the prophets led up, and he said, whosoever believeth him shall receive remission of sins. John 14:13-14 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So there's hope of an answered prayer. Amen. Some of you need an answered prayer, and you know that the Lord said, do unto others as I'd have them do unto you. And you do not feel well, you know that God wants you well. You can take, you say, Lord, I know you want to see this situation turn around. And you said, whatsoever you ask in my name, in Jesus' name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And you start to pray from that place. You say, in your name, Jesus, I receive your healing. Those stripes you took on the cross, you took for me, that I would be able to walk in healing. Take it to the bank this morning. Put on that cop suit. You need to know it. Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. In his name, we can see people completely restored. That guy was dancing. Remember that story about he danced up and down the stairs? How would you feel your whole life? It's not that I want to show off and dance. My whole life, I couldn't use my legs. And these two guys walk up and say, I don't got gold, I don't got silver right now, but what I do have, I come to you, and in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Amen. I would be dancing. So this is in his name. Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out. And he came out. So in the name of Jesus, demons have to leave. This is the name above all names. We almost need some music. Can we have some music up here? The whole band? We'll do Great as Our God. There's salvation in his name. There's no salvation in any other name under heaven given among men, which men can be saved other than Jesus Christ. I could just talk about this forever, but how many feel, do you feel encouraged this morning? Do you know that at any point you have the living God within you and you can call upon his name? Do you know that this morning? Do you know that through the Holy Spirit you can connect with the Father and the Holy Spirit wants to help you pray? Remember this morning. So as we go home through our weeks, stay there. Stay in that place. God wants to connect with you. He doesn't want to just hear all these things you're going through. Start with just saying, my Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Start there. Start in that place of worship. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you pray. And you're going to go to another level. His beautiful name. Name above all names. Desire of the nations. This is what the Father says about Jesus. Just before we go into this song, I love this. We're not given the name of God as believers to have a performance mentality, but because he needed to tell you your placement in him. God, let me just say this. The Bible tells us Jesus is the Word of God. Some of you may have trouble even reading the Word of God. But the Word of God, when you read it, especially when you get in the habit of reading it out loud, when you start to hear it yourself, your heart will be strangely warmed because you're not just talking about who God is. You're talking about who you are. When you start to pray through the Word, even start, I love to start with the Gospels. Start praying through Jesus and what his life. Start to pray that out loud. Jesus is the Word. He is the light of all men. He is life. Start to pray that word out loud. So this morning, you might not have a prayer life, but let's just get the ball rolling. Have a couple minutes longer. Start to get in your word. Read a few minutes. Guess what? You're going to be so happy you did. You're going to look back on this day and you'll be, I started giving 5 minutes on this Sunday. And that grew to 15 minutes. And within months, you guys can be at an hour. And it's not going to be hard. It's going to be simple. And it's going to be a delight because you're communing with the Lord. Amen. Well, let's go back into worship this morning. And let's remember this God, the name above all names. The one who wraps himself in light. So let's sing together. Will we stand this morning?